The climate change bill being crafted by Wisconsin Representative Tammy Baldwin and others would eventually cut greenhouse gas emissions by 17% from 2005 levels. The measure comes as hundreds of millions of dollars from the federal stimulus package pour into Wisconsin, many to create so-called green jobs in weatherization and cleaner energy. So the Obama administration last week offered the White House advisor on green jobs to talk about the recovery package and climate change legislation. Van Jones says the jobs can last beyond a year or two with the right help from Congress.
You know, getting a market-based cap on carbon pollution so that there's even more incentive for businesses to keep innovating and creating more and more jobs, making the clean forms of energy the profitable forms of energy, as the president has said.
But Republican lawmakers and manufacturers plan to push for many amendments to the climate change bill. Scott Manley is with Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce. He says the measure could hurt jobs here in industries like paper, metal foundries, and food processing.
For a state like Wisconsin, where we have such a manufacturing-intensive economy, and we have made such an investment in coal-fired generation for our electricity, global warming regulation is going to be very expensive.
Manley says firms are cutting carbon emissions through greater energy conservation and efficiency. But he says under the climate change bill, too many businesses would have to pay for emissions credits. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.